Is daf pay. So we got to the, I assume, at the bottom of Ayin Testament Beis. Let's begin the Mishnah. If you saw it, we'll review the Mishnah. Mishnah says that dam tamimim b'dam bali mumim. Let's say you mix together some blood from a tamim animal, which is kasher for carbon, with blood from a bamum, which is, of course, basal, to a carbon. Rashi says this happens to be milsa teshchichi. This is a common occurrence. I don't know why there's a dam of bamum in the base of Mikdash, but either way, it was milsa teshchichi for some reason. He does quote a Gemara Menachos, so we have to wait till several months to get there. So the Gemara then says, what do? You shafeich la'ama, you take that blood and you spill it, because there's a concern that maybe you don't have more, if there's more dam tamim than dam balmum, then it's a batel barov. But we don't know that's going to for sure happen. So whenever there's a mixture, we pour it down again, because shema lo yarbel of yachshireu, says Rashi. Let's say the Mishnah says you have kos bekoso, so you don't mix the blood together, but you're confused which cup is which cup. So one cup has the balmum blood, one has the dam of a tamimim. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im karav kozecher, if b'di'eved you had poured one of the kosos, so then we could assume he always holds talina. You could assume you poured the dam balmum, and then the rest are permitted. Yikavu kol kosos, you are permitted to bring and pour the rest of the kosos. You could assume they're tamim. Chachamim l'shitasim say no. Chacham omrim afilu karva kulan chutz miachad. Even if you spilled all the blood of all of them, and there's one left over, and it's really safe to assume that one of the 99 you poured was most likely the balmum, but still you have to assume the worst, and you shafech la'ama. That one last standing coast, you have to assume it's the balmum, and you have to pour that to the ama. Now just to be clear, the ama that passed through the little canal that passed through the yazara, where all the blood would spill in the center, it would drain out from the base of Mikdash. You would spill it into that ama. So then the Mishnah says, let's say you mix together kosher bloods, but the bloods had different goals. You had olin chatas, hanitanin lamata, shinzarva binitanin lamala. You have blood from the mata, which is ola blood, that was mixed together with nitanin lamala, blood that was supposed to go lamala, which is the dam chatas. So now what are you supposed to do? So Rabbi Eliezer holds, Omer, yitain lamala, you take that mixture of blood, it contains some chatas which goes above and some ola which is supposed to go below. You can take all that dam and put it lamala, michura sikra, above that line, like the chatas. The roa ani esatachtonim ilmala kiluheim mayim. You could visualize that the blood of the ola that's mixed together, viewed as water, as a non-issue, and then just sprinkle it all above and there's no problem. And after you've done that, yachzer v'yitein lamata, and then afterwards the rest of the blood you put below. And we'll see in the Gemara that's referring to the shirayim of the chatas. That's what you do with the rest of it. The Gemara is going to talk about this inim. Now the reason why you do why you do the blood at l'elyonim, maybe you should do dam l'tachtonim. Why are you choosing elyonim? So Rashi quotes here, look at Rashi, tachtonim lamala, ro ani osan kilo heimayim. You look at the dam ola, that's water only. Mipnei mitzvah lahaktim el yonim letachtonim. You're always supposed to bring the blood of the above chudasikra from the blood that goes below. Kedama repair called tadir daf peites. We're going to see this in 10 days from now. Shehu kol hachatos kodmos leolas. Chatas always comes before an ola. So therefore, since chatas is lamala, we sprinkle the blood lamala and view the dam ola as simply mayim ba'alma. That's all the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham argens is Chacham Omrim, you can't do that roan. They don't hold to the roan concept. Rather, you shofeich la'ama, you take all that blood of the dam ola, dam and chatas, you spill into the ama, and you have to bring new karbanos. But let's say imlo nimach, let's say they didn't consult with Chachamim and they spill the blood anyways, they sprinkle the blood lamala. He says v'nasan kasher b'di'avid. Even Chacham would agree that the blood poured above the chodasikra would be sufficient. Now the Mishnah continues to say in that pay now, hanitanim b'matana achas shenisarvu b'nitanim b'matana achas. You mix bloods together. Each of the bloods individually are only chayav to do one sprinkling. So Rashi says, for example, b'chor, you only have to do one sprinkling. Gets mixed with the ma'isa behema, which also requires only one sprinkling. So now you have dam b'chor, dam ma'isa behema mixed together. So very simple solution. What you do is that nitanim b'matana achas shenisarvu b'nitanim b'matana achas. You not new b'matana achas. You just do one sprinkling, because in that one sprinkling you have dam b'chor and dam ma'isa behema, and you've killed the two birds with one stone. With that mixture of blood, you have a little bit of dam b'chor and dam ma'isa behema. Let's say you have another case. Matan arba. You have mixed together those that require four sprinklings. Rashi says two that are four. So you have an example of an ola with dam shlamim or dam ashim, because you don't really have, you can't have two chatos mixed together. Only chatos requires four. And if you get them mixed together, I think it's going to be a problem of l'shem baila maybe. So maybe that's why Rashi said it's talking about a case where it's two corners, two that are four, which is an ola, shlamim, or an asham. Any of those three get mixed together. So again, the simple solution is yinatnu b'matan arba. You just do four sprinklings, two that are four, and you've again fulfilled the obligations of shlamim, asham, and ola. Now let's say it gets more complicated. You have matan arba b'matana achas. You have something like an ola that gets mixed with a bechor. So bechor only requires one sprinkling, but an ola requires two that are four sprinklings. So now what are you supposed to do? So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, yinatnu b'matan arba. Do four. Because you do one, you've accomplished the bechor. So you just do another to accomplish all four. You did another one other one at two corners in order to fulfill the obligation of the ola or the shlamim. Rabbi Yeshua argues, is it Omer? No, yinatnu b'matan achas. You only do one. What's a machlokas? So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer rather says to him, harayu over al baltigra. If you only do one, so you're doing less than what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do from the ola four sprinklings, two that are four. But you're only doing one, so you're being baltigra. It's a violation to have less than, do less than what the Torah calls for. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says, who over al baltosa. But you, who are saying two, you're doing two that are four, well, you're being mosif on the bechor. The bechor only requires one matana. And you're doing two that are four. You're adding on to the bechor's matanos, and that's baltosif. So either way, you're stuck. Either baltigra or Baal Tosef. So he responds back, Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Nemar Baal Tosef Ela Kishu Ba'atzmo. Baal Tosef is only a violation when it stands on its own. I mean, if you take the dam of a Bechor and do two sprinklings, that's a violation. But Aide Taroves, there's no violation of Baal Tosef. So then Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, he says the same thing, Lo Nemar Baal Tigre Ela Kishu Ba'atzmo. The violation of Baal Tigre is only when you take the Ola and you only do one sprinkling. But when it's Aide Taroves, he would allow you to do only one. It won't be a violation of Baltigra. So that's one. So there's really, that's also a checkmate. It's a stalemate in that situation, rather, because they both have the same svara. The violation only exists when it's Aide Atzma. Aide Taroves, there's no Baltos, there's no Baltigra. So who's correct? V'od, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says back, but still, I'm saying better, Kishinasata, when you put on the extra one, you do two that are four. You're doing a ma'isa by adding on to the dam of the bechor, kishalonasata. But when you don't add on, you're doing baltigra, avarta baltigra velasisa ma'isa biyatcha. But there's no ma'isa veira taking place. There might be an avera baltigra, but it's lav ma'isa. And it seems like Rabbi Yeshua would be correct, because better to do an isra that's a lav ma'isa than an isra that's a yeshba ma'isa. So that's the whole dialogue in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, remember, we had the machlokas earlier, that when he had the kosos in the Mishnah, if you accidentally poured one of the kosos, Rabbi Eliezer says you do the rest of them as well. And Chacham says, no, you don't do the rest. Even if there's one kos left of the 100, you still have to assume the worst. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo hichshu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer only says, el shnayim shnayim. Remember, we saw this whole machlokas earlier also. You do two at a time. You're talking about two heads. So two heads at a time, since you know one of them is for sure kosher, me go to one kosher, the other one's also kosher. Here as well, if you're doing two kosher at a time, there's only one kos of Baal Mum that's mixed together. All the other ones are kosher. So if you're doing two at a time, Vade one's kosher, so me go to chada kosher, the other one's also kosher. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar. Aval echad echad, says Gemara, lo, one single at a time, you can't, even Rabbi Eliezer will agree, you shouldn't go ahead and do it. So meisiv Rav Dimi. The Chachamim Omer, he's quoting the Mishnah, the Chachamim say, Afilu karbon kulan chutz mi echad mehen yishafech l'ama. Even if you've brought all the kosos and there's one kos standing, you have to pour the rest. So it's talking about chutz mi echad. They're talking about singles, we're not talking about doubles, pairs. So the Gemara says, like we saw the other day, Amelo Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa, Asav Lecha, my Echad, Zugecha. When he says Echad, it means one pair. If there's one pair left, still Chacham assume you have to pour it out to the Amma. But we see that the whole conversation is about Zugos going in pairs. So how can we have the same machlokas here by the kosos as we did by the Rosh, by the heads of the carbon? It's the same exact machlokas, same exact question, same exact answer. Why repeat it? So it says the Gemara, Vitzvichi. If you only had this case, Baha Kama Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Des Avid Bei Kaparas. So if you had the case of the head, so there Rabbi Eliezer allows you to go ahead and do this because since the sprinkling was done correct, the order of the Avodah is you first do the Zrikas Dam, and then you do the Hakrava Haktara of all the different limbs. So by the case, the last time he had of the two heads, he already did the sprinkling was completely kosher, but since the sprinkling was kosher, you could be Meku. You had the Kapara, you could be Meku by the heads as well. Aval, Baha, in this case here, where the sprinkling, which is the Ikar Kapara, there's a mistake with the Ikar Kapara, maybe they would say, Eimu Modi Leili Rabbanan, they would agree to their Rabbanan that you should not. Even if you were to be Makrif two Kosos at a time, maybe they'll agree you should not go ahead and bring the other ones, since you haven't achieved yet the full Kapara. Now, Vithmar Baha, you have the opposite, meaning you only have the case here of the Dam. So maybe Baha Kamar Rabban, maybe by the Dam, which is the Ikar Kapara, Rabban felt that you shouldn't go ahead and bring the Kosas because you haven't achieved the Ikar Kapara. Avaba, maybe by the case Baha, the case of the head, Ema Modi Leli Rabbi Eliezer, they would agree that since the case of the Roshos that were brought, the Roshim that were brought incorrectly, but since at least the Dam was done correctly, there was a good Kapara, maybe they'd be agreed to Rabbi Eliezer if you bring two heads at a time. If you brought two initially, you could go ahead and bring the rest of them two at a time. That would be permitted. Tzricha, even in that case, Chachamim argue that no, even if there's one pair left standing, you brought 98 before, still you have to assume that one of them is still a Baal Mum and you can't go ahead and be Makrif. Okay, the Gemara now quotes a Mishnah in Maseches Para. The Mishnah says, Tanan Hasam, that Tzluche Shenaflu Tochamayim Kolshu. You have now a bowl of mechatas that's used for the paraduma, and some water dripped in, some external water that's possible dripped into this bowl of mechatas. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yazesh Te'azos. You do two sprinklings. We saw this Gemara quoted a few days ago. You do two sprinklings on the item that you're the person or the item, and Chacham say poslin, it's disqualified. So what's the machlokas? So Bishma, I understand the shita of Rabbanan. Savri yesh bila. Bila means that everything evenly mixes together. So now I've got mechatas and I've got mayim kosher that's spilled in. So that means every time I sprinkle something, so I'm missing the shear because it's going to be everything's evenly broken up. So let's just put numbers and let's say 90% now, let's say 99% is mechatas, 1% is mayim psulim. So every hazah I do, of that hazah, 1% of that hazah is mayim psulim. So that's stage one. Everything's evenly mixed. Assumption two, hazah tzricha shir. Each hazah requires a shir. So there seems to be an absolute shir that everyone uses. That let's say you use the different the hyssops, whatever is used for the erez ve'ezov for the paraduma, you stick it in. So let's assume it only holds. I'm just saying 5 ounces, a revius. It holds a revius. Each hazah is always a revius. But now every revius I have is missing a 1% of the mayim psulim. So you require a shir of a revius. And number three, third assumption, achachamim, aim it star from lahazals. So if I do one, which is 99% of revius, and number two, 99% of revius, I can't combine them together. He doesn't mitzayv hazals. Each hazah has to have a shiv revius and has to be a pure mei chata. So those are the three assumptions. Again, that yesh bila, everything evenly mixed. That means every hazah is going to have mayim psulim mixed together. Number two is that you need a shear. And number three is you can't mitzarif two hazahs into the shear that's necessary. So we understand why Chacham say that's puzzle, pour it out, and you have to draw new mechatas. Ella, according to Rabbi Eliezer, my kasavar, what does he think that he allowed you to do two hazahs? E kasavar ein bila, if he holds that it's not necessarily evenly mixed. You could sometimes have something that has all 100% mechatas, and sometimes you could have a hazah that might have all the mayim psulim in there, whatever the amount of mayim psulim that's there. So if you hold ein bila, that it's not evenly distributed, kimazes she'azos mayhavi. When you do two sprinklings, why is that good? Dilma tarvayu maya kamazi. Maybe, let's say there's an amount of water, let's assume there is a two revius of mayim psulim here. It's very possible that each hazah had only mayim psulim in it. You can't guarantee that you've gotten the mechatas. Ella, kasavar yesh bila. Now, so we have to assume it's evenly distributed. He agrees to that assumption. All the water, mayim psulim, and mechatas, every single hazah has the same exact proportion of the mechatas to the mayim psulim. Now, then he says, I kasavar ein hazah tzricha shir. Now, if you assume that you don't require a shir, Hazar, as long as a kol shu of mechatas falls on the item that you're sprinkling on, the person is sprinkling on, as long as it's a kol shu, so then if he assumes that you don't require shear, so then lama li shehazals, what's the need for two hazals? Once you've done one hazar, and if you assume that there's yesh bila, that means every hazar has some mechatas, so there's a kol shu mechatas in every single hazar, you don't need a second one. Ella, kasavar he must hold hazar tzvicha shear. No, you do need a shear, you need a review of hazar. Now, I kasavar, a mitzdarfin lazals. Now, if he assumes also that you cannot be mitzdarif the azals together, so then kimazesh shtei azals mayhavi. So if you can't be mitzdarif them, so what good is the first one and the second one? You can't be mitzdarif them. The inami mitzdarfin, if you assume that you are mitzdarif two hazals, lazals, miyemar demali le shira. How do you know if two hazals is going to be enough to get the full amount you need? Maybe there's a lot of mayim psulim, you need three sprinklings or four sprinklings to get to that amount. So it's very unclear which assumption Rabbi Eliezer argues, whether it's yesh bila, whether it's tzicha shir, or whether it's a mitzdarif shirum. Those are three assumptions here. So the Gemara is going to present us three different answers. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, li'olam yesh bila. Really, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the water, the mechatas, and mayim psulim are evenly distributed. And you also require your shear. What's the case here? Where you know exactly how much was there. So if you just look at Rashi, the first medium wide line down. Actually, do four narrow lines up. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, everything's evenly distributed. Like the Mishnah says. Why do you need two sprinklings? Mishum shir. You need a shear, and you also hold mitzdarif lazos, and you can combine two different shirum. Ah, but the kasha miyema demali shira. How do you know if two sprinklings is going to be enough? It's possible that there's a lot more mayim psulim than there is to the hazos. So he says halcha b'mayaskinon kigon shinis arvu achas b'achas shir hazam mizu v'shir hazam mizu v'nis arvu. It's talking about a case where it's 50-50, in other words. You have the final mixture is 50% of mayim psulim and 50% of mechatas, and therefore, since everything's evenly distributed, so let's say when I do the first sprinkling, I have half revius is mayim psulim, half revius is mechatas, but the second one is also half and half. So I could combine the two together, half to halves make a whole, I have the full revius of hayazah, of mechatas that I need. That's Reish Lakish's understanding.
It's a very risky business because it's button the rope, so it will be like a teeny more of...
Oh yeah, how would you know you have exactly the amount?
He's taking a huge chance.
Right. Well, the other option is, Rashi's is lav dafka. It's also true if there's less mayim psulim than mechatas, which is easier to know. If you have mechatas, a little bit falls in,
then it's possible. It's exactly 50-50, yeah. Then you're in big trouble.
Exactly, you're in big trouble. It's not worth it in that case. So then the Gemara says, that's all Shitas Reish Lakish. Then comes along Rava. Rava Amar, Liolam Yesh Bila. He also holds that everything's evenly distributed. Vaza Ein Tzricha Shir. And you don't need a shir. So according to this, one's enough. If everything's evenly distributed, that means every Hazah has some Mechatas. And now I don't care how much Mechatas, because he assumes you don't need a shir. As long as the Kol Shuv of Mechatas hits you. So then why do you need two hazaos? The kantu rabbanan kiech delo mishar shilei. Not such a penalty, doesn't seem, but you require two sprinklings to ensure that you never do this again, to make sure that the mechatas never gets mayim psul mixed together. Again, doesn't seem to be the worst kanas. But again, I don't know. Fine. That's the shita of Rava. And finally, the shita of Rava Ashi. Yeah?
It says it shouldn't have benefit from it if you let it go the first time, so then... we've had this concept before.
What's the benefit? What do you mean?
He did it once, even though it was mixed up, so he wasn't careful.
But I'm saying it's not. You do it again. No, I'm saying, but you do it.
He's conserving the mechatas.
By
diluting it with regular water, that he needs less.
So now he needs to draw more mechatas for the next time around, you're saying. That's the
knas. But then he leaves more behind. He has more left.
I'm saying to do this and then do that. It's not really a knas. So you're saying, no, since he used it a second time, that means there's less left over for him to use now, and he has to go draw more mechatas, which would be a tircha, I guess. So knas is really that he has to go get more mechatas.
He should use the right amount of mechatas that he should have used in the first place.
No, that much I get. But I'm saying, what's the knas of doing it a second time? That's not a big deal. So the point maybe you're saying is that since he's using it, like wasting it away now, he'd have to go ahead and do another drawing of the mechatas, I guess. Okay. Shitas of Rav Ashi, the third Shita is Rav Ashi, who holds Amar Ein Bila. He thinks things are not evenly distributed.
Here yeah. It says,
more of a, not a penalty, more of a gzera, it's
right.
Preventive.
Like
uh-huh. Okay. Not even preventive, but just, okay, that was the gzera, without really being a penalty to the individual. And Rav Ashi Amar Ein Bila, he holds that there is no such thing as Bila, at least in this case, it's not evenly distributed. And Yazesh She'azels, and you do She'azels. Now, very unclear what Rashi means here. Rashi says it's Girsazu Meshubeshes Besvarim. He goes on to explain different things. Let's just look at Shita's Tosus just to make it pretty clear. Tosus writes, Rav Ashi Amar Kolshu, that's what he adds in, which is, the Gemara doesn't say, Kolshu Tanan Vein Bila. Meaning that V'savar Hazah Ein Tzicha Shir, you don't need a Shir. If you do one time, maybe it's all, since it's not evenly distributed, it's possible the first one is all mine psulim. If you do two, he thinks then it's efshar dileka minakshem. It's impossible that if you have two sprinklings, that there won't be a little bit of mechatas in there. Tosafot goes on to reject that, but I'm going to leave it aside because it's very complicated to find. Rashi also deals with it, but you see, it's not a pashup shot of Rav Ashi. What Rav Ashi does hold, though, everyone agrees, is ein bila. That he does hold of. How it fits in.
It's amazing liquids
that they need. Well, water, I guess with water, I guess.
It's amazing that.
Yeah, but I'm saying in Mitzvah, I don't know if it's so amazing. Let's say you could put food coloring in water, and you mix water together, red water with white water,
yeah.
So then I don't know if it's going to necessarily like right away mix together. Over time, it probably will. But Mitzvah, but I don't know. But halachically, I think you're right. We assume it all gets mixed together.
What's the concern when you sprinkle once that the whole entire shear is
Mayim Psulim, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so then you do it the second time, then you have some of the.
Yeah, but what?
But let's say you have a lot of water.
What if it's half-half?
Let's see if a lot of Mayim Psulim that are there. You have a ton of it. So then it's possible, just like the first one was all Mayim Psulim, the second one also maybe Mayim Psulim. Right. Tell us it goes on to reject it, but again, I don't want to get. It's very involved. So let's leave it as Rav Ashi is the Shita of Ein Bila. So Gemara now says last few lines of the Amud here, Meisive, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, according to Ledivre, Rebbe Eliezer, Hazah Kol Shu Metares, he holds Hazah is enough. Ve Hazah Ein Tzvi Chashir, just repeating the same concept. And Hazah Mechsa, Kashir Mechsa Pasav. It's half and half, it's still Kashir, because as long as you have Kol Shu. So this is a clear bright that goes against Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish felt that Tzvi Chashir, according to Rebbe Eliezer. So we're now rejecting Reish Lakish. So we'll put Reish Lakish behind us. Now the Gemara is going to go ahead and attack the Shita of Rav Ashi. Well, Rav Ashi says, Ein Bila, we're going to bring a series of kashas against him. The O Tani, the top of Amud Beis now. Behedya, there's an explicit brisa that says, Hanitanim Lamala, Shinis Arvu, this is our very mission, that's why we're bringing it here. Hanitanim Lamala, Shinis Arvu, B'mitana Lamata. You have bloods of the Chatas, which are mixed with the bloods of the Ola. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yitain Lamala, V'tachtonim Alulo. So what you have to do is put all the bloods above, and the bottom ones are going to fulfill your obligations. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Vi amris, if you hold ein bila, that there's no bila, that there is no concept of it evenly distributed. Amai alulo, how come it would work? How come it's going to take effect? Rav Ashi holds ein bila, so when you do the sprinklings on top, maybe it's all ola that you're sprinkling, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of chatas. So the Dilma Kayahiv El Yon Lamata Vatachtonim Lamala. Maybe you're doing the wrong ones, up and down. So the Gemara says, no, Hacha B'maya Skin. What's the case here? Kagondika Ruba El Yonim, where most of it's blood of a chatas, which is El Yonim. The Kayahiv Lamala Shir Hatachtonim V'od. Where you take the amount of Shir of Tachtonim, let's say there's one Revius of Tachtonim and two Revius of El Yonim. So you take a Revius of blood and a little bit more. So at worst, so let's say all Revius of the Ola is there, of Tachtonim, but you have a little mat above that, has to be the El Yon, has to be that of a Chatas. So that's how you get around the problem. Okay? Then the Gemara says, "B'ha'tachtonim alulo." But then doesn't the Brisa go ahead and say, after you've done the sprinkling above, you could then do the sprinkling below, and then alulo, it fulfills your obligation. It sounds like it fulfills your obligation of the ola. But if we're saying that you have to assume the worst, that all the ola is being thrown on top, and a little matzachatas, there's no oil left to be sprinkled on the bottom. So what does it mean, tachtonim is alulo? And the Gemara answers, katani l'shem shiraim. When you pour it in the bottom, it's not to fulfill the obligation of the ola. That you have to bring another carbon. It's to fulfill the requirement of shiraim, the leftover of the chatas has to be poured in the shiraim. That's the case, and that's how we get out of the problem. Rav Ashi says, ein achanami, ein bila. Then the Gemara says, yeah.
Weren't mekayim anything for the
ola. Exactly, nothing. You have the chatas on top, and the tachtorim is simply for the shiraim of the chatas, but ola, you do not fulfill your obligation.
And this is only because it's not dievel, but dievel lemala is, lemata is motzi lemala, right, we said.
Lemata is motzi.
Because it all come down anyways. They are saying that
we like did.
That?
If you put lamata on lamala, since eventually we'll drip down to
right.
Lamata.
Yeah, so we said that, but I think that's the evidence. That's why.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's a good question. I don't remember. Yeah. Yeah, here.
Right, it must be like that. Probably.
Yeah, I hear. So, in which case, that would fulfill your obligation then.
Right, I think that is there. That's right.
Okay, I hear. So then the Gemara says, Tashma. Let's say they have.
Because of the Kavana also.
I'm not sure. Let's say nasan lamata velo nimlach. Let's say you accidentally put it on the bottom, and you did not consult with anyone. Rabbi Yezer Omer yach savitein lamala v'tachtonim alalo. So then, what you have to do is go ahead and pour the blood on top, and then the tachtonim are fulfilling obligation. So what's the kashi here? This is again to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi held ein bila. How come the chatas and ola are good here? When you did the sprinkling above. It's possible, because the case is first you pour the blood in the bottom. So maybe what happened here, all the blood you pour in the bottom, maybe it was like all the chatas blood. And when you go ahead and do it on top, maybe it's all the elyonim blood. How does that work? It would only make sense if you assume yesh bila, but Rav Ashi says ein bila, you always have to assume the worst case scenario, so maybe there's no blood here of the proper chatas and ola. And the Gemara says, no, is it talking about a case again, hachanami beruba elyonim? It's talking about a case where most of the blood is that of the elyonim, namely that of the chatas. The kayahiv lamala shir tachtonim v'od. And it's a situation where you knew how much tachtonim there were. You knew how much ola. So you took that revius of the ola of dam that was there, and you had a little ma'at more than that, you threw it on the above. There, it's avada, you have to have some of it to be the chatas and fulfill the obligation. But ha tachtonim ola, but doesn't say you fulfill the obligations on the below. The Gemara says, "Katani l'shem shiraim for the shame of shiraim." So what happens in this case is very interesting. Here, you first put the mat on. First, it says you put the bottom on, and then you did elyonim. So it sounds like shiraim are being done l'mafreya. You've done the shiraim prior to doing the actual zrika. So the Hagos Tzion actually quotes here on the side from a Shita Mekubetzes that ein echanami. You can fulfill the shiraim l'mafreya. If you look at Hagos Vitzionim on Os Yud Gimel, he says, "Kilomer alulo l'mafreya." It's a fascinating concept. There's a question in general in the Lum, I think Reb Leib Malin has a whole discussion whether Shiraim, how connected Shiraim is to the Zrika. This would be a nafkamina, whether you could do it separately out of order or not. But if you look at Tosos, Diamaschal Nasan Lemata, Velo Nimlach, Rebbe Yelezer Omer Yachzer Lemala, you pour the blood on top, and Nira de Garcina and Viyachzer Vitain Lemata, then after you've done the above, you have to again do below. The fact that it says it's for shiraim purposes, the blood that was poured initially, before the blood above, pshita de ein ola lishiraim. The Tosfos assumes pasha, it doesn't work. Lemafreya, he has to assume that the shiraim is a part of only a hamshacha of the zrika.
We learned before that they wouldn't be called shiraim if it wasn't bent over, right? We had to get an inyan.
Correct. So, Pashup Shad, it has to come afterwards.
Yeah, because the Shem Shiraim means that it's left over.
Right. But I think Reb Leib Malin has a piece on this discussion. I don't remember what he says, if this is nafkamina or not, but I'm pretty sure he talks about this. How do you get around the Gemara? I'm not sure.
Right.
But that might be lechachila only. Maybe there's bidyevit, it still works as well. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tashma, nasin lemala, velo nimlach. Let's say you put all the blood above, and you did not consult, the coin didn't consult. Elu ve'elu, everyone agrees. Modim sheyach, so everyone agrees. You have to go ahead and vitein lemata ve'elu ve'elu alulo. So again, what's going on here is both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan agree that you have to, after pouring the blood on top, even the Chacham agree b'di'evit. You're not supposed to do that, but if you did do that, so then all you have to do is go ahead and pour some below for the shrine, and you fulfill the obligations of both the chatas and even that of the ola. And also the shiraim. So now Rav Ashi holds ein bila. You don't know that for sure. Not true. Maybe when he did this blood above, it was all the Ola blood above. And when he did it below, it was maybe all the Chata's blood. So the fact that it's Ola for everyone sounds like Ein Bila. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Hachanami, the answer is, well, Beruba El Yonim, where the rove of it is talking about blood of El Yonim, which is of Chata's.
Sorry, yeah. Isn't it that Yesh Bila? This is a proof that Yesh Bila.
Exactly. It's against Ravashi who holds
right
Ein Bila.
Now,
yeah, maybe I said the wrong way. I don't remember. Hachanami Beruba El Yonim, it's a case where most of the blood is that of the El Yonim, which means the Chata's. V'kayov Lamala Shir Tachtonim V'od. You take the amount of revis, let's say, of Tachtonim, plus a little bit more, which guarantees that some of it's going to be of the El Yonim. So therefore, that's how you get around the problem. Gemara says, V'ha Elu V'elu Olokatani, but it doesn't say you fulfilled both requirements, both that of the Ola and that of the Chata's. So, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, we were saying that, what's the question here again? That
he only got the Ola, he only got the Chatas.
But if there's no Bila, so then you can only get the Chatas, because you can't get the Ola, you can only get the Chatas, you can't get the Ola below, because you may have used all the Ola bloods above. Right. So the Gemara that says, Mikatanu Elu Elu Modim, doesn't say everyone agrees, it says Elu Elu Alu Lokatanu. I mean, not everyone agrees to this. Meaning only Rabbi Allah, only meaning Chacham could say this. In other words, it's Seifa Asin LeRabbanan Tamar Yesh Bila. The Seifa where it says Elu VeElu Alulo is not going according to Rabbi Eliezer because he holds Ein Bila. It's according to Chacham who holds Yesh Bila, and therefore you can fulfill both obligations of the Chatas above and the Ola below. We could this next piece continue. It goes pretty quick, so let's just stop here. I think we'll be fine doing it tomorrow morning.